energy and everything is energy. How you perceive? If I see the world, you press the record button, you can sit there, you can zoom, and you can sit there, yeah, sit there, and you can zoom. Yeah. Everything is energy, everything has energy. How you see the world? If I start seeing Australia is a bad country, hopeless country, I see only the negative. On the other token, whole world is a beautiful place. That energy transmits. You are thinking the world is good or bad depending on your thinking. Like electron orbit around the nucleus clockwise. If you go to a place of worship, you go around the altar clockwise, pradakshina, keeping the object on the right. Moon orbits around the earth clockwise. Earth orbits around the solar sun clockwise. Entire solar system is in motion. Everything is in motion in a particular order. This we can check the energy here. You can also check the energy of this one. Now you are here, I can see the positive energy going around. It is also syncing with it's a positive energy. And suppose I hate orange, I don't like orange, I've been given an orange, I will say I hate orange, it's such a ugly orange, ugly color, throw it in the bin, I don't like it, I hate orange, you say, and all you said that one. Now you see the energy has become negative. At home also, mother is cooking, children says, I hate that one, I don't like, the same food has become a poison to you. On the other token, I say, oh, such a lovely orange, such a beautiful color, gorgeous color, I like the taste, I like it so much, thank you, I will eat it. Now the same energy becomes positive. The energy becomes positive, so the same food, I may be eating orange, that person next to me always critical, always criticizing what is, then that becomes a negative, for me it has gone in as ambrosia, for that person that food has gone as a poison. So this principle in your work also, if somebody is always critical, always negative, that negative energy percolates around. Stress is nothing but a negative energy. Stress at work. Resistance to flow is called as, in fluid dynamics, is called as viscosity. Negative to flow of good thoughts is called as a stress. I don't enjoy what I am doing, so resistance is there. Resistance is there, then it is called stress. For example, Indian Prime Minister, he works for 18 hours. For him, he never complains of stress. For me, I am working only 3 hours a day. Oh, so stressful. So stressful. I don't enjoy what I am doing. When I don't enjoy what I am doing, the small things also become stressful. When I am enjoying that whatever I am doing, I can work 13 hours, 14, 15 hours, still there is no stress. So yoga says, yukta cheshtasya karmasu, change your mental framework. Never say, another Monday, so boring. Thank God it's Friday. And so thank God it's Friday means Monday to Friday I did not enjoy. Monday to Friday was a horrible. Thank God it is Friday. I am looking forward for the Friday. That means Monday to Friday, 5 days, it was a stressful. I didn't enjoy. Yoga says enjoy. Whatever you are doing, your time in the karma yoga means you need not have to do some extraordinary things. Become extraordinary doing ordinary things. You may be doing the household work or you are a gatekeeper in a company or a CEO of a company. What you do is not important. How you do is important. That is called as karma yoga. Karma yoga. Sri Krishna, he talks about purvairapi mumukshubhihi kuru karmaiva tasmatvam purve purvataram kritam. Do the karma like great achievers. Sri Krishna says, not, oh, another chore I have to do. It says, how the great achievers have done, you also do like that. And he urges all of us to become extraordinary doing our ordinary things. Purve purvataram, how great achievers have done. Why can't I do? Being born as a human itself means we are qualified to become extraordinary. You are qualified to become extraordinary. Sri Krishna urges you become extraordinary doing the ordinary things. Ordinary things, no job is higher or lower. How you see the job is important. If I start criticizing everything, it's only a negative. Negative thing, if you start seeing the positive, everything is positive, your inner enrichment is happening. Enrichment and happiness is not dependent on amount of money you have in the bank, but your how you see the world. You see the world, happiness lies within. Yoga says, realize your happiness, realize your inner abundance. You can make it. You are not ordinary, you have extraordinary potential. In Melbourne kids class, teachers training also, I tell them mantra. I ask them to tell the mantra. You also can repeat. I am not ordinary. I have extraordinary potential in me. I will accomplish great things in my life. I will make my parents proud of me. I will make my country proud of me. I will make the whole humanity proud of me. This you can tell in your own language also. When this mantra is nothing but positive reinformation. Again and again telling your mind. When you are doing that one, the mantra means you bringing out the best in you. I started off, yoga means to connect for the higher possibility. How you are becoming higher? Thinking positive. By thinking always positive, you are elevating your platform from ordinary living to the extraordinary living. Thinking, and when you start saying that one, you have elevated your personality. That mantra practice we will do now. Can